This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am at the 2014 Farm Progress in Boone, Iowa, with Brad Bella. Brad, how are you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Well, Brad, thanks for joining me. We just got done with a press conference talking about a film that came out 6 months ago, give or take?
This spring.
Yeah. And it was called Farmland, and you actually participated in Farmland.
Right.
So, Brad, how did it come about that you ended up participating in this film?
You know, I was actually just pulling into my driveway one evening, finally getting home, and I had a phone call from a California number, which I don't know that I've ever had one. And so I decided to see who it was, thinking it was a telemarketer. But it was actually James Mall himself, the director. At the time, I had no clue who he was. I had to do some Googling, but figured out who he was. He's actually a big deal. But he asked me if I was interested in participating in, you know, a documentary about young farmers and ranchers. And I immediately wanted to. At the same time, I had some skepticism, as most people in agriculture do, of media. But in the end, you know, decided to go for it. And I've been really pleased with his depiction and portrayal of us, and you know how the film has turned out.
Well, Brad, tell me a little bit about yourself. You're from Throckmorton, Texas.
Throckmorton, Texas. Yes.
And you know, tell me a little bit about the farm and ranch that you operate with your family.
You know, it's definitely cattle country. What farm ground there is mostly put in wheat for grazing purposes. But we run stockers on the wheat and grass as well, and then also have commercial cow calf operation and an all-natural commercial cow-calf operation, as well as a registered operation.
So how long has this farm and ranch been in your family?
I am the sixth generation in Throckmorton County, but we've been farming and ranching, obviously, way before we got to Throckmorton County.
So. Wow, so it's in your blood.
Absolutely, yes.
So what message did you want consumers to see when the director came to your ranch and talking and watching what you do? What message do you really want consumers, do you hope that consumers know about what you do?
As far as what I wanted them to see, I can't say I necessarily went in with an agenda. The director and his crew did not, and I appreciated that. They just wanted to be with me on my, you know, day-to-day and see what I do and did. And so that's what happened, was they went to work with me. But what I hope that consumers take away from the film is that, you know, I hope they realize that their food is grown and raised by trustworthy human beings, like myself and the others depicted in the film. And Americans should be very proud of their food source.
You know, I was going to ask you, after the film came out, you probably became a little celebrity if you weren't already in your local town, but how have people responded to you since the film came out and since they've seen it?
People in ag have been very appreciative. I wouldn't say I've been a celebrity, but, you know, I've gone to quite a few more farm shows and different things, and some people do recognize me from time to time and come up and express gratitude. But... you know, and what's interesting is that everyone can relate. You know, it might be a pork producer from Iowa, but they relate with me and my family, just like I related with Layton, who's in the film, and a chicken farmer in Georgia. So it's been neat getting to meet people, and, you know, and I'm glad I was able to help portray real ag.
And if you had the chance, would you do it again?
I would. I definitely would. You know, it was actually a tough time, I'd say. We were in a drought, so things weren't, you know, we weren't doing our normal operation. We were stocked lightly and, you know, supplementing some here and there. And then my wife was actually pregnant with twins at the time.
Wow.
So we were busy, to say the least. But absolutely, I'm very glad I did it, and I would definitely do it again.
Great. And, Brad, you know, let's reiterate for consumers and people around the world who are listening to this interview right now, hopefully we can get them to watch the film Farmland. You know, once again, what do you want them to know about American agriculture and about your family?
American agriculture, it's the safest food source in the world and most abundant and affordable. And, like I say, they should be very, very proud of American ag. And I also want them to know, you know, there's a face behind what they're buying in the grocery store. Most American food is grown and raised by families like mine.
Well, great. Well, thanks, Brad. You know, we wish you luck. Hopefully we'll see you again. And thanks for everything you're doing to get that great name out for agriculture.
Yes, thank you.